For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so Alex Ovechkin, not one but two, including the overtime winner off the faceoff. Why don't, before we get to some calls, and God knows, I mean, you guys got to have a pulse about the Caps, right? I mean, I've got a couple of you that love the Caps. I ran into my guy AP in Greenbelt last night. What a good dude. What a good rock star, man. He serves this country. He has served this country for a long time. And just wanted to meet him and thank him in person for all of his service and for everybody out there. And we got together out in the concourse. And, man, what a game. Ultimately, and it was just everything that you could ask for with twists and turns. And Ovechkin sending home everyone, ultimately, unless you were wearing a Habs jersey, happy was just the perfect icing on the cake. And ultimately, Alex was asked to do the press conference, right, instead of at his locker, just because there's not enough room. And Alex was like, Sergey, who's like the director of PR, vice president of PR, is like, any more questions? And there was like a brief pause. And Alex was like, okay, thank you guys. Shoom, out of there. And everybody kind of chuckled because Alex, when Alex decides he's done, Alex is done. You know, and he doesn't do it in a bad way or a mean way. It's just when he decides he's done, he's done. Well, last night, he decided that the Canadians, for one night, were done.
Chychrun is there too. As the puck comes toward Beauvillier, Ovechkin was in the vicinity and a shot here for Beauvillier. It's hit! They score! And Ovechkin got it! His first overtime game winner! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Montreal! Alex Ovechkin, the overtime game-winning goal! Caps lead the series 1-0!
Yes, they do. John Walton on the call. Caps Radio 106.7. The Fan and the Odyssey app. The bottom line is, without that good feeling, they're down. I mean, you don't know if something else would have happened. But if he doesn't score there, if he gets stuffed, if he gets stoned, maybe they lose that game. And we're sitting here talking, oh, my God. Oh, no. Here we go again. Here we go again. But there is bad news for the Caps. There is bad news. First, I'll give you the Alex Alexiev news, which is, as Carberry said to us last night, he required a lot of dental work. He was hit with a high stick on a follow-through. That's why they didn't call the penalty. Listen, guys, I don't know all the rules, right? And there's so many thousands of rules. And they all seem to change, right? Just like, what is a catch? What is not a catch? All I know is I mean, I watched hockey for 40-some-odd years. I can't see everything. I don't know everything. I don't remember a vicious stick to the face, granted, off a follow-through, not being called. Now, I'm guessing it hasn't been called, but...
It wasn't a high stick was why. It was because he was bending over low. And
well,
he took
yes.
It to the face.
Yes, but you're responsible for the stick. Is my point, and
this is why they didn't call that though.
I understand, but they said follow through because it was so loud in the arena because the fans were pissed.
I
couldn't hear the explanation.
It was pretty hard to watch.
Right, my guy Bernie in Rockville, you know, texted me or whatever, and said that was the rule. Somebody else okay, fine. But my point being is, like, if you take a slap shot, right, and there's the follow through off the slap shot, say the one timer, and a defenseman happens to be like right over your shoulder, and you wind up mashing him in the mouth.
That's high sticking then.
But that's on the follow through.
But it's still high sticking.
I understand. So what you're saying is it was a follow through, and because Alex Alexiev had kind of hunched down or bent down is why...
He was like below waist level. His face was like below waist level when he got hit.
I know,
which
I guess.
Sucks, but I don't...
I guess.
Like, I think that's why it was like a...
Yeah.
Because again, normally if somebody's skating around, you're swinging your stick around and you hit someone in the face.
That's fair.
That's a
fair.
High-sticking penalty.
That's fair. There is a difference. You're right. That's fair. I guess, yeah. All right. That's fair. Well, the other thing was, and I'll let Bernie explain this because you're right. He is aboard here, and he knows like all the NHL rules that I can't possibly keep track of here. And Burn, baby, Burn, you were texting me, and you said about the Beauvillier high stick to knock it down, and then eventually the puck caromed to him, and he banged it home, which clearly I think we all saw, but I didn't know if they were going to call a high stick, and St. Louis was looking at it for a long time, and there was a pause. They were trying to give him time. So you're saying they couldn't challenge that because Montreal then touched it first after the knockdown and before Beauvillier got it again? Is that right?
Any goal reviews that don't involve goaltender interference or offsides or the challengeable plays, usually the NHL in Toronto usually buzzes down and gets the referees on the on the screens at the penalty box.
Right.
So teams aren't challenging plays like that. They're so judgmental because a lot of times when you have those ones that are crossbar high or shoulder high, because a lot of times they're coming down with the stick, it's near impossible to actually figure out where it is, depending, especially like Beauvillier's 10, 15 feet in front of the crease. I mean, that was an obvious high stick above the shoulder, but at the same time, the next player usually has to touches it. Nine times out of 10 is usually a teammate or themselves, and usually it's blown dead. But I think Joe B's going to get more clarification on that when he goes downtown later. But since Montembeau touched the puck next, according to the rule, the law of the land, that nullifies the high stick, especially since the puck didn't go
right
in the net.
So basically, in layman's terms, if Beauvillier knocks it down or deflects it down, and then he becomes, or another capital becomes, the first player to touch the puck after that, and then the goal is scored off of that player or off of that stick, then that would have been considered a no goal, correct? Am I understanding?
The player would have been blown dead as soon as the capital touched the puck. So
okay,
it wouldn't even gotten to that.
Okay, but because Montembeau touched it next after the deflection down and before Beauvillier then scored, that's what wipes it out.
Yeah, if it was deflected off of Montembeau and gone into the net, then the crossbar would have been the thing. But since it made the save on it and it stayed in front of him, I think that's how it got nullified on the on the deflection.
That makes sense. That makes sense. What did you think overall?
Not bad. First 50 minutes was great. Montreal's been a hair on fire third period team that's under the radar. I mean, we've been really good at third periods. Beauvillier, another sneaky move by Chris Patrick. 27 points in 41 games with Barry Trotz in those two runs to the conference final, including the last goal ever to score in Nassau Coliseum. So you get his speed and his size. And Ferravari's injuries hurts, but it's good to have a guy like Alex Alexiev that you can plug in, who was drafted one pick higher or lower. I think the next pick, Rasmus Sandin, was picked by Toronto in the same draft. So you have another first round pick you can plug in with a high IQ and high end talent in Alexiev. So I really like where we're at right now. I'd like to know what a tripping penalty on John Carlson is.
That was bad. That was bad.
Anderson, but it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's like a flip of the coin on what they see and what they don't see.
Even the push down, the one that set up the first goal, right? Two Capitals get dumped, and the Capitals get the penalty to Pierre-Luc Dubois. And then Tom Wilson gets dump trucked after the whistle, and there's no call. And he and Carberry are upset. Now, Carberry was asked about it, of course, after the game. And he said, he actually thought the officials did a good job. Overall, keeping things under control in the game, because the game definitely did get chippy. I'll be interested to see what happens in game two, and especially when you get up to Montreal, because that's a hornet's nest, as you know.
Yes, indeed. And we controlled that hornet's nest in 2010, winning both games up there, I believe, and going back 3-1. And that's when the rabbit's foot and the horseshoe and the clover leaf and everything else got stuck up 41-0 end.
Exactly.
But I like where we're at right now, Chris. Pierre-Luc Dubois was an absolute beast out there last night, and if he can control Suzuki's line, both goals Montreal scored were puck bounces. I mean, one off of Roy's stick goes right to Cole Caulfield, and the other one is a scramble over to place. Carlson is his man, and Suzuki just finds an open space and with great patience buries it. But I'll leave you with this, Chris. Think about 2018. Philip Grubauer was the goaltender going in, not Holtby. Holtby had those 2 to 3 weeks to rest up. I equate that to what Logan Thompson went through, having 2-3 weeks off, recalibrate himself, anything lingering injury-wise before he got hurt. He got that cleared up, and I think you're going to see the best Logan Thompson and why they locked him up long-term. And it's almost like a Holtby clone in net now. It's almost, the hair's almost the same, the beard's almost the same, and if you get the same goaltending as you got from the Holt Beast, we're going to have a parade in June. But there's a long way to go.
Yeah, long way to go. That's really interesting, though. I didn't think about it from that respect because I was worried about timing and rhythm and all that stuff from being out and rust. I didn't think about it from a rest standpoint, but that's a really good point. We'll follow up on that next. Thank you, Byrne. Appreciate it, as always, and for the explanation. So there you have it. Now, the bad news, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah, the Capitals, yes, they did survive last night. 3-2 overtime win against Montreal. Alex Ovechkin, 2 goals, including the game overtime winner, his first ever in his glorious career. But the news quickly turning to bad. Martin Ferravari, who hurt his right knee in an April 15th game against the Islanders, underwent successful knee surgery yesterday to repair a meniscus. He will miss the rest of the playoffs, the team announced earlier today. And Alex Alexiev, as we were just talking about, took a stick to the mush, and Spencer Carberry said last night that it was going to require significant dental work, but he should, emphasis should, be okay for game two, which is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on the team, on the on 106.7 The Fan, rather, on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Tonight, the Nationals get back into action against the Baltimore Orioles. Battle of the Beltway. O's come in struggling. Nats took 2 out of 3 over the weekend from the Colorado Rockies. After a day off, they will try and get back to winning ways at Nationals Park as they come home. And the opening pitch at 6. First pitch, I should say, at 6:45. And one NFL draft note, the Steelers say Aaron Rodgers will not affect any of their draft strategy. He, of course, has met with the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is virtually nowhere else for him to go, but he is still not signed with them as he continues to make up his decision. And that's what's trending.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.